This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 736, four insider secrets for hitting that speaking seven and higher.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll hear details from our conversations with current IELTS examiners about the mistakes that are holding you back from a higher IELTS speaking score. Hey, Lindsay, what's the haps on the East Coast?
What's the haps? Well, we're in June, getting into July here, and the weather's nice. Yeah, usually June is the time I remember how much I love Boston.
Oh, nice.
Because the weather's so nice.
Right? But then that feeling goes away again.
Yes.
Maybe like midsummer when it's too hot. Do you still love it then?
Yeah, it gets really humid here, actually.
Yeah.
So I like it. I like summer. It's okay. It's more like November to April than I think, oh my gosh, I can't live here.
Why you're not going to. Later on.
Relocating. Yeah. You guys stay tuned. Stay tuned to the show to hear what I'm doing, planning a little relocation, but we will announce more in the future.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
All right. So guys, this is the perfect time to pause the podcast and sign up for the webinar. If you haven't already, go to allearsenglish.com/busy. Guys, I cannot stress enough how important this is, how much resources and activities that you are going to learn about that can increase your score in just a couple hours. All right. So sign up, allearsenglish.com/busy.
Yes, that's so good. It's going to be awesome, guys. And remember, we have a review contest going on this month.
Yes.
Jessica, what do our listeners need to do to enter the contest to be randomly selected?
Leave us a glowing review. Now, be honest in your review.
Yeah, be honest.
Because you know what? I mean, Lindsay and I, we want to bring you the most effective lessons and podcasts that we can. So if there was something you want to hear on the show, if you have suggestions, if you have an IELTS question, leave it in a review because we do check those. Those are very important to us, guys. And the reason why you have to do that this month is because we are going to choose one lucky winner at random to be invited to come on the show. And I will interview you and give you a personalized study plan and some advice on how you could get your IELTS scores.
Yeah, that's something very special because we usually don't do this for students unless they're in Three Keys IELTS, guys. So it's a very special opportunity. So go leave your review. It should only take a minute or two and then enter yourself into the contest.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yeah.
So guys, if you listened to yesterday's show, I hope you did, then you will know that Lindsay and I are bringing you a very special series right now based on conversations I've had recently with current IELTS examiners. Because as you know, I resigned from being an IELTS examiner recently, but that doesn't mean we're not going to keep track, you guys. We still have our ways to have the insider knowledge about what's happening on the exam.
Exactly. We think it's so important for us to be on the inside of this exam, guys. So when you're in our course, Three Keys IELTS, you are getting instruction and strategies based on exactly what the examiner looks for. This is unique, guys. I don't see this around the internet very often.
No, I try never. I mean, any of these other courses that you're signing up to, they were probably written like 10 years ago or whatever.
Yeah, not updated.
And I mean, let's be honest, the teachers are not as exciting as we are.
No.
So you're going to get bored and you're not going to learn.
So let's zoom in a little bit here. What are we talking about today then? What is the special insight from inside the exam that we're going to deliver to our listeners today?
So one big question that I was asking my fellow examiners was like, In your opinion, right, you have also gone through thousands of exams like I have, talked to thousands of students. Why are students not getting that 7 and higher? So in today's show, guys, we're going to talk about what I heard about the speaking. And in the next show that I'll do with Lindsay, we're going to talk about the writing. But today, why are students not getting that 7 or higher in speaking? Lindsay, what was that first characteristic that we heard?
Well, it seems like a lot of students are being too casual or comfortable. I could imagine this happening, especially with high-level students, right? Like upper intermediate students. They think, hey, I speak pretty well. I can walk in there and just speak as I normally would and I'll be fine. But on the contrary, right?
Exactly. Guys, IELTS speaking is not like daily conversation. All right. Mm-hmm. If I show up and if I'm a native speaker, I know nothing about the IELTS exam requirements, I'm not going to get a 9 because we don't talk like that in real life. I mean, come on. Look at how you are supposed to structure a speaking part 3 answer if you want a 7 or an 8 or a 9, right? So for instance, okay, let's say the question was, what is your city doing to address environmental problems, right? Maybe a casual speaker would be like, I don't know. I mean, we got some bike paths, you know, so people don't drive cars. I don't know really, right? Because that would be like real life. But on IELTS, you would have to say something like, well, this is a difficult question, but fortunately, I did read a newspaper article yesterday in the Willamette Week, which stated blah, 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 furthermore, right? So yeah, very different.
Yeah, you have to go a little deeper than you normally would. You know, I think sometimes it's a bit of a defense mechanism to be very casual about things when we're actually kind of nervous. You know what I mean? Like
totally.
To kind of stay on the surface and not try because we're actually afraid.
But that's you know true. What I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this idea of like any sort of aggression or anger or feeling of defensiveness does come because of fear, right? Like you might found out, like you're not as secure as you should be. And I have seen that happen on the test a lot. And I've seen this happen with high-level students as well, right? Especially, I should say, because these questions are so weird. Like, there's some really dumb questions. Like, I feel silly as an examiner asking these questions, you know? Like, do you think a mirror is a good present? Like, who? What? That's not a question. like, I remember when I was examining, if I had to ask a question like that, I would always make sure to make eye contact with the candidate and sort of like smile and give a little shrug and like be like, it's not my fault, you know?
Yeah. You're trying to communicate that, you know, it's a weird question.
Exactly.
But they have to go. I mean, so guys, just play the game, right? Play the IELTS game. Know what the examiner wants and do it in this way, right? The way that you know will get you that 7 or higher. Don't kind of opt out of this.
Right. Okay? For sure. Don't get offended at any point of the exam. Some of the questions, like culture wise, right? Like, there are questions about movie theaters and live music concerts. And if I'm interviewing a candidate from Saudi Arabia, this country only recently opened movie theaters, right? So before that time, I would have students be like, we don't have those in my country. And I'm like, well, you know, that's your answer. Okay. So, I mean, just be honest, right? And be honest and open and stay positive. So another thing this leads to, this being too casual and comfortable, is you're not using a variety of discourse markers. So discourse markers include transition phrases and linking words, but also pronoun reference. So it's hard to do this all over the exam, but in part 2 and part 3, you should be trying to say things like, in that situation, in this circumstance, that is a case of blah, blah, blah.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, excellent. So these are things, yeah, it's just being aware of it. And, you know, if you guys are high level, just being aware, you can pull those things out. You can already do this. It's just a matter of knowing you have to do it on the test.
Exactly. You guys need this stuff before you go in. It's not going to magically happen on test day. And, you know, I always get questions about speaking part two, right? Like, I've been studying forever. I still can't do this 2-minute thing. If you're a Three Keys IELTS student, we tell you the linking words you need, how to develop this story. We give you examples. This is the kind of knowledge you need if you're going to get that 7 or higher on speaking.
100%, Jessica. Exactly. And at the end, we'll show you guys exactly how to get into Three Keys IELTS so you can get in right away. Get in today and stop guessing what to do, right?
But still listen to us. there's two more notes here. Lindsay, what's another thing that is holding students back?
Well, when they don't use expressive pronunciation.
Oh, right? The worst.
This is the worst to me because in my mind, this is a quick win, right? It's something that we can easily do to get that higher score.
Exactly. Guys, it's, you know, it's a performance. This 11 to 14 minute test is a performance. Do not talk like you do normally. I mean, I'm going to take the test next month, right? Like this month. I'm going to Canada in a couple weeks. And I can tell you for sure that I'm not going to rock up and talk like I do normally because I know how to get that 9. So I'm not going to say like, I'm from Portland, Oregon. Well, I don't talk like that anyway, but I'm going to be even bigger, right? Because I know that's what they want.
Oh, guys, so stay tuned to the show. I'm really excited to hear about your experience
because
you are actually taking computer IELTS up there, right, guys? Because we are going to be creating materials inside Three Keys IELTS to prepare you for computer IELTS. So cool.
We're the only ones. It's so exciting. Okay, and the last thing, guys, and again, it's just under this umbrella of being too casual and too comfortable and not knowing what the examiner wants is that you are not using the slang and the idioms. And I realize as a student, this isn't natural to you, right? But as a native speaker, this is how we communicate naturally, right? In speaking part one and part two, you need to be using slang and idioms. You cannot just use simple vocabulary. And that's something that we do in casual conversations, I think, right? Mm-hmm. We're not trying to be impressive with vocab. But you can't do that. That's not enough. You need to use informal slang and idioms in part one and part two. And in part three, you need to use, you know, like newspaper language. You need to use impressive high-level stuff.
Yeah, and there's a difference between knowing that you have to use it and being able to use it immediately, right? To have it immediately come up in our head. And that means, that speaks to how important it is to be practicing our speaking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
We have to be out there speaking all the time as part of our study plan, guys. So those idioms, those slang, they come up naturally.
And in our web class, guys, I am going to tell you how to fit in speaking practice in your study plan as well. Listening, reading, writing, speaking. We're going to give you activities and resources for all four skills in just a couple hours a day. It's amazing. So one last time, guys, I'm telling you, you need this web class. You have to get this study plan. Go to allearsenglish.com/busy and grab your spot now.
Yeah, exactly, guys. So we are looking forward to seeing you at the web class. And don't forget, review contest this month. Go and review our show, Honest Review, and we will randomly select one reviewer to get a personalized interview on the podcast, a personalized study plan just for you.
Awesome.
So cool.
So exciting. I can't wait to talk to the lucky student. All right, Lindsay. thanks for talking today.
Yeah, it's been fun. I'm going to go and play a little tennis tonight. I have my tennis league, so I'm excited to get into that because it's our last match of the season. And yeah, pressure's on, pressure's on.
All right, next time we talk, you have to tell us the ultimate result.
Okay, I will. All right, take care.
All right, talk soon.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.